News.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Oh, man, we got a lot to go, a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of things on the agenda, and, of course, only like 54 minutes to get it done, maybe even a little bit less. But, hey, we're here for you. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We'll have Mark Scalzo join us a little bit later on this hour, see what's on Mark's mind from the investing point of view, maybe on the Fed. We may hear about that. We may hear about his take on how they evaluate stocks. You just never know, but that'll be coming up. Also, a few more things to say on these fixed index annuities. We're having a discussion, at least we'd like to have a further discussion, on the inner workings of how these fixed index annuities work and how they might work in your portfolio. Where do they go in a bucket strategy? And who would consider them? And again, what about those pesky fees? Are there fees? Well, we'll tell you. You get the truth right here on this program. All right, so we'll tell you about that. We'll also tell you we got some one-on-ones coming up. There's one in Phoenix with Professor Plum this Thursday in, actually, Scottsdale, but Scottsdale, Phoenix. We'll tell you about that coming up in just a bit, and ways that you can meet with Professor off the air if you're so inclined. And it's a real live strategy session. So we'll get into that here in just a couple of moments. If you want to talk on the program, give us a call. We got two or three people on hold, and we're going to take everybody in order. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Also, emails. We will get to some of those this hour. Time permitting, of course, go to our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. The link says find your answer. Lots you can do at wealthed.com. Besides emailing us, and besides signing up for one of these one-on-one sessions with Professor Plum, and you can look at it right now if you want. Also, besides getting the Social Security webinar, which is still up there for you, you can watch that. You can also get in touch with the Brain Trust off the air in any manner you like. You can speak with Professor Rick Plum by giving him a call, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number. Talk to Professor Plum or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors. They're all connected all throughout the country through a single point of contact. That is whoever you happen to be working with. Speak to an advisor. Get your strategy done, your plan done. We're talking about getting your planning done. Let's finally do it. 800-644-1150. The folks at Lucia Capital Group, they do this for thousands of people every day. They'll do it for you. Again, 800-644-1150 off the air. And on the air, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Let's see. We got some folks on hold, so we'll go to Tony first. No, actually, it is Ralph in Longing, Connecticut. Hello, Ralph.
I was just wondering if the professor recommended me taking doing a Roth conversion this year, being in the 15% bracket, when I'll be taking required minimum distributions next year for $36,000 and still be in the 15% bracket.
It might still make some sense, but if you're going to be in the 15% this year and the 15% next year and conceivably the 15% every year after that, then it doesn't seem to make a huge difference to you. But if you're married or if your kids are in a higher bracket than you are currently going to be, if your survivor, if you're married, is going to be in a higher bracket, if your kids, when they inherit the money, will be in a higher bracket, then that may say, well, you know, I'd rather pay it at 15 and let the government get less of it over time. Now, the one monkey wrench in this system is the maybe supposed hopeful potential tax reform that would lower the 15 to 12. I don't think anything's going to get done for 2017, so it's very, you know, very likely that if it does get done, it'll be for 2018 and beyond. So do you want to convert today at 15 when next year it might be 12? I'd say, you know what?
No, I really don't.
I don't think they're really going to change too much, but for you, it's kind of, if you project out forward and you look at that required minimum distribution is always going to be in the 15% bracket based on current knowledge of tax law, it really doesn't do a whole lot of good for you one way or the other. So you're looking for another reason to either do or not do the conversion. If you're married, like I said, and your surviving spouse, where a married couple can have roughly $100,000 and stay in the 15% bracket, a single individual can only have about 50, give or take. So the survivor may be in a higher bracket. That may be reasons to pay the 15 now so the survivor doesn't have to pay it at 25 or higher. If your kids are in a higher bracket when they inherit this money, it may make it more efficient, more... This is the difficult part because a lot of people say, well, they can have whatever they get. They can pay the taxes then. But it may actually take more taxes than it would cost for you to do it. So it's just a matter of what you want to accomplish.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to make a heck of a lot of difference one way or another because my son is 16 and my daughter is 15. I have no idea what their tax bracket will be in. And my wife is 15 years younger than me, and she doesn't work. So it's not real, unless, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with my children. They'll go to college, I'm sure. Right. And what kind of a job they get, I have no idea. So,
but given those parameters, your wife being a lot younger, and I like the flexibility of the tax-free. If it's not costing you any difference, it's 15 now, 15 later. It's the same number to you, so it's not a big issue right now, but it could be a better, more flexible issue for your heirs in the future. I would probably do it. I would probably max out my 15. That's just me personally, but I would probably do it because of the age difference, because of the fact that there will be less income because one of the Social Security goes away. There's such a difference in tax treatment between a single and a married couple. Given what you've told me, I would do it.
All right. By the way, enjoy your program. You guys are very informative. Thanks a lot.
All right. Well, thank you for the call.
Thanks, Ralph.
Well, this is a decision people have
to... It's a tough one, especially in his situation where it doesn't benefit him in everything that he's looking at.
Well, but it can be hard.
And he's not sure if it's going to benefit his kids or his wife.
And that's what I'm saying. It can be awfully hard to project into the future if it's going to benefit, because it's about now versus later in many cases.
Right. So I would want to look at worst case scenario. Heaven forbid he passed away now. Or not now, but yesterday, because we know that can't happen. Where's his wife's income going to come from? She's not an active outside worker. She's a stay-at-home parent. Where's the income going to come from? Is it going to come from pensions continuing, real estate continuing, IRA distributions
life insurance
continuing, Social Security, you know, potentially continuing? Yes, she's younger, but there's a survivor benefit. There's two kids under the age of 18, so there'll be Social Security there. What's that bracket look like? And if that bracket is higher than it is for what I'm paying today as a surviving person, not dead, I would do it. I would use up my 15 and build up as much Roth as I could. On the other side, if I look at it and the income is going to be, you know, $50,000 or less, you know, and it's mostly, you know, Social Security, it may not make sense to do the conversions. But if it's a push, and I cannot get a good feel for which way to go, because I can make up scenarios where it makes sense and make up scenarios where it doesn't, but it's a true push as far as I'm right on the middle of that fence and there is nothing pushing me one way or the other, I'm going to do it. Me. That's me personally.
You're going to pay the taxes now.
Yes.
Do the Roth conversion and have it continue, then have the money in the Roth and have it grow potentially tax-free.
My personal opinion is that's going to work better going
because
forward. Because I don't trust everything out there, and I think that...
Are you suggesting, perhaps, that they're going to change the Roth rules or
something? No, they're not going to change the Roth rules. I don't think they're going to change the Roth rules.
What are they going to do?
Change tax codes. And I don't think they're going to do it for the better.
To say that what? They're going to raise rates so that it's better to...
They're going to make it more fair so that everybody pays the same thing, except for they will never do that, and people with money will pay higher taxes than people without money, obviously.
Yeah, okay. All right.
That's just my cynical... If I cannot get a bead and I do not know which way to go...
Sure.
I'm going to go which will help me in the future, because paying it today, I know exactly what it's going to be.
You know what it's going to be today? I read something.
I tend to be one that rips Band-Aids off. I don't pick at them. I just rip them off.
Yeah, so you want to get it over with now and do that. I kind of like that idea myself, although if for some reason... I saw an article that talked about something similar to this, which was why the Roth IRA may be a bad asset to inherit. And I thought, well, now, wait a minute. Roth IRA? First of all, any asset you inherit is fine. All right, even if you pay taxes. But a Roth IRA, so what could be bad about that? You inherit it. Yeah, you may have required minimum distributions.
But the rest of it's tax-free.
But it's all tax-free, so, you know, I mean, what's the difference? I mean, you're getting a Roth, right?
What did they say?
They said that the in order for the person up the chain,
the owner,
to get it Roth, they had to pay taxes, it's distribution or contribution or a conversion. So they said, well, you know, the problem isn't the inheriting, is what I saw. The problem was what happened to the owner.
That the cost
to get the money into the Roth
to point B was so much more that as an inheritor,
I would have inherited more
even after paying the taxes on the inherited
IRA. Yes, that's exactly what they said.
And that's what we talk about all the time. It's a cost benefit. Is it worth paying the taxes today for the future benefit of the tax-free? Now, the contribution, a lot of people that make contributions to Roth IRAs do not have the ability to make a tax-deductible contribution. So that contribution they're making is they have a choice of a non-deductible IRA contribution, a non-deductible brokerage account contribution, or a non-deductible Roth IRA contribution. Given those three choices, the non-deductible Roth contribution wins every time.
Sure.
Because I'll never have to pay tax on it again.
Right.
If I do it right. All the other ones, I have potential tax issues.
Yeah, somebody does.
Some worse than others.
That's right.
Yeah.
Even if it's not you, it could be an heir who has that. Okay, we've got to take a break. We've got more coming up, 877-PLANNER. We'll also get some emails from you folks, 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Don't go away.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy. Your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch a free online video available now. 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free, informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program online on demand at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigate your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum, representatives.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Bucket strategy investing. You know, we talk about planning, we talk about strategy on this program. We will talk some investing. Mark Scalzo is going to join us here from Lucia Capital Management, Chief Investment Officer, at the bottom of the hour, just after the bottom of the hour, to talk a little bit about that and some of the inner workings of that. But we talk about strategy, and it's sort of the marriage of strategy and investing, not only on this program but off the air. And that's how planning should work. You have somebody, the architect, that puts the plans together, and then you have the builder that actually builds it based on those plans. And all of those are based around your individual goals. You could put up something generic, but it may not be what you want. It may not be to your specifications. And with retirement, it's crucial that you get what you want, because you don't want to have to say, well, I guess the markets are down this month or this year, whatever it was, and so going to have to take a... like a 15% cut in pay. Sorry, but I'm afraid we're going to run out of money. All right, so that's why you have a strategy. And speaking of strategies, you're going to have a chance to get one here with Professor Rick Plum. Now, Phoenix, Scottsdale, I'll just say Phoenix, even though it's technically Scottsdale.
Valley of the Sun.
Right. Yes. In Arizona. You've heard of Arizona.
Yeah, the center part there.
Right, it's in all the atlases. Phoenix, Arizona, you're going to be there this Thursday, Professor Plum. It is here. This Thursday, you'll be there meeting with some folks. The slots are filled. I think there might be one still open. But I tell you what, even if for some reason you can't get a slot that you want, Professor Plum will still meet with you maybe the next day, or in a day or two over a video conference. But for you folks that are meeting one-on-one, and this will still be a one-on-one, even if it's video conference, Professor
right.
Plum.
Right? It'll just be through a TV.
Right. You'll be two-dimensional, but Chris Lloyd, the local advisor, will be three-dimensional.
I've heard I was shallow anyway.
Well, this will prove it. So what happens here? What happens? In Phoenix, this Thursday, well, what you got to do is you got to go to wealthed.com to sign up. Of course, it's all free. This is the best part of it. It's a free. It's like an hour. It's free. No obligation to do anything, but they'll get you set up, get you started with a plan. Professor, this is a real-life planning session. I want to stress this with folks. This is not just a, I want to ask a few questions and be done with it. This is the real deal.
This is about somebody who wants to try to get a strategy for their most likely retirement.
Yes.
Put it together. Find out what they should be looking for, how they should go about doing it. Let's get you on the straight and narrow and get you working with somebody.
Yes, it's well, because this is why we do this, Professor Plum. Now somebody can meet and they'll say, I've never met with an advisor, or maybe I have met with an advisor. I want to know what you can offer. What can you give me that I haven't gotten? So here's what you do. You got some money to invest or whatever it is. They're going to contact you ahead of time.
They'll say, ask you for, maybe have you bring a tax return. I think what, the most recent one or so.
That'd be nice.
That it's helpful. They'll ask you about your goals. They'll ask you about which accounts you might have where. Do you have Roths, 401ks, all this stuff. They know what, they know the information they need. They'll just ask you for that. It doesn't have to all be exact, but you know, close enough where you can, I mean, if you have it exact, great. I don't want to put words in your mouth, Professor, but the whole point is to get this stuff done ahead of time so that during the hour that you have, it is most productive and it is spent strictly on getting your strategy together, getting your plan together. It's going to go quickly.
Right. Instead of just spending time gathering facts, it'd be nice to have those facts so that we can start moving forward.
That's exactly what they do. So if you want to sign up, you go to wealthed.com or you can call us, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number at Lucia Capital Group. Call us here on the air. It doesn't matter. Whatever. There are a bunch of different ways you can get in touch with us. Email us. Quickest thing to do is to go to wealthed.com. You'll see it there. Scottsdale, Phoenix, you'll see that link there for this Thursday. You only got a couple of days, so sign up, and they'll get right back in touch with you and get you a slot. So anyway, that's this Thursday. After that, San Jose in a week from Thursday, October 26th. These are all Thursdays. And then Houston, Texas, you'll be there with Richard Cook, local advisor. And by the way, John Ellis, local advisor in San Jose. I don't want to leave him out. John will be there with you. So it's two-on-one, whatever it is. But a nice closed-door meeting, and you can get stuff done. Okay, our number on the air, 877-PLANNER. Emails at our website, wealthed.com. Lexi in Seattle, Washington. Young one here. Says, I'm 25 years old. I make $40,000 a year. I'm a bit confused on which plan works best for me. I'm single, living with my current boyfriend. We are planning on looking at houses in the next year as well. Here are the plans. 403B traditional and 403B Roth or, well, wait a minute, defined contribution retirement plan. Isn't that a...
It's probably a deferred compensation retirement plan. But
oh, maybe that's what
but
it
I don't
is.
Know.
Yeah.
But all right. A 403B is a subset of a defined contribution retirement plan. 401k, 403b, 457s. The contribution has been set. You can contribute up to a certain amount. The contribution is defined, as opposed to a pension where you don't put any money in, and the pension is what is being defined.
The benefit, the payment, right? So she wants to know which retirement plan is best for me.
Assuming now, it depends on how you're doing on the home purchase. Are you looking to build up more? And most people are, especially 25-year-olds, more of a down payment in the next year or so for that retirement plan or for that down payment. And if the down payment is the key issue, it's more important than retirement when you're 65. I would say probably, unless there's a match, none of these plans. Unless you can't take money out of the defined contribution plan. You can't take money out of the 403B Roth or the 403B traditional while you're still working there, except for hardship. And hardships are going to have a 10% penalty on them. That's no fun. That'll probably take away any growth that you can get over the next year. So when we prioritize, if the home purchase and this ongoing savings is going to be necessary for the home purchase, then I would be looking to not do the 403B of either side or the deferred comp of either side unless there's a match. Now, most 403Bs don't have matches. They're usually teachers or maybe nurses or doctors or somebody that works in the healthcare environment. And they have other, they may have a pension as well. But if there's a match, I would do the match first. And then, but just the match. And then save as much as I could personally for that down payment. And the fact that it's in a year or so that you want to start looking at a house, these other plans just don't work that well. Now, if you've got all the money you need for the down payment, you're getting help from elsewhere, you've got a great aunt that's giving you $50,000, so the down payment is not the issue. While you're single making $40,000, I would do the Roth 403B of the ones that you've mentioned. Now, you can put quite a lot of money in the Roth 403B. The question then comes back to, do you have a match? Because the reality is, if I can save 10% of my pay, and I'm making $40,000 a year, Roth does make sense. But if there's no match, I would rather see you do a Roth IRA than the Roth 403B. I'm not going to use the Roth 403B unless there's a match or unless I've maxed out the $5,500 that a 25-year-old can put into the Roth IRA. The IRA has a lot more flexibility. The IRA has the ability to do contributions back without a penalty. The IRA just has a lot more going for it, except for the match. The 403B may have the match. And if that's the case, I'm taking the free money on the Roth 403B. $40,000, you're in the 15% bracket, I would use Roth. I'd use Roth IRA first, then Roth 403B, unless there's a match.
Nice that the Roth version of the 403B is available. That doesn't happen to everybody. It's nice. Okay, we got to take a break. We'll get to Mark Scalzo, more of your questions, and talk a whole bunch of strategy and investing with you. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, we're here from Lucia Capital Group. Of course, we're coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the Bucket Strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a half a million dollar cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plotman, and of course Mark Scalzo joins us once again from Lucia Capital Management. That's the management side. Chief Investment Officer over there, you and your team.
We manage things.
You manage things, and you do it constantly, over and over. I don't know how you don't get bogged down or lost with all these numbers that you have, Mark, and the... But you never lose sight of the process, and this is what we were talking about last week. You stick to, well, it's like what Professor Plum talks about. You stick to a strategy.
Sure.
You have a determined strategy, and you say, here's where it is. You don't lose sight of that. So you have a process that you look at. And when you're looking at portfolios, people's portfolios, mm-hmm. when you got somebody's got a plan, they got a strategy, and say, professor says, okay, here's the strategy that we need to employ here. You've got to include different stocks, maybe funds. I don't know what all actually goes into those. But right. My question to you, Mark, is when you're responsible for these portfolios, you've got to evaluate stocks more than just, you know, somebody going, as we talked last week, on Morningstar would
right.
do, right?
Right.
So
right.
how do you actually value a stock?
Wow. How much time do we have?
Well, your challenge is to explain this in a way that all the listeners and viewers can understand and do it in like 7 minutes
okay,
or less.
7 minutes. All right. Good. Well, obviously, valuation's important. Okay, it's an important part of our process and what we do. One of the factors that we look at, both how a stock is valued. Generally, an easy way to think about it, and I'll try to go into a little bit more depth here. But an easy way to think about it is the price to earnings ratio a stock would trade at, right? So the stock price versus the earnings per share
of the company,
with the idea that over you know, any reasonable period of time, the value of a company is based on the earnings and cash flow that it can generate over that period of time.
So
it is, there certainly are periods of disconnect when fundamentals don't really come into play, where sentiment will carry the day. There's a whole group of, I guess I would call it more of a growth, a kind of an aggressive growth style out there that just pays attention to price momentum and technical analysis. But if you are a investor that cares and believes that fundamentals, you know,
yes.
the results of the company, the revenue growth, the margins, the earnings that the company generates, the cash flow that's able to generate from those earnings, the dividends that it can pay out over time, is that dividend stream growing, et cetera. If those kind of fundamentals matter, and frankly they matter to me and they matter to my team, we think that's pretty important. To ignore that would be kind of to ignore the whole basis of what a company is about. It's really that simple to
so,
us.
So you're saying it comes down to, you can't have what you had in the 90s, which was all price, no earnings. We'll worry about earnings later. In the meantime, let's just keep cranking out stock.
There certainly are some companies that can pull that off. Those companies trade purely on, you know, the hope of what may lie in the future for that company. And certainly sometimes the futures are very rosy and they're very bright. But it's really, you know, there's two things to that. One is is, you know, obviously a lot can change. You know, so if the hope is premised on something that's going to happen over 5 or 10 or 15 years, a lot can change in 5 or 10 or 15 years.
Yeah.
It's why we wouldn't recommend just buying a company and holding it forever, right? A lot can change, and especially we talked about the technology world last week and how quickly that changes. An advantage that a company thought they might have that can evaporate overnight. So you know, there is a lot to consider in how you value these companies beyond just sentiment. Again, we focus on the fundamentals. If you think about it from this standpoint, a lot of people use something called a dividend discount model.
Oh, there.
When they value stocks, or and simply if we go back to our, you know, maybe our financial classes at college, we'll remember the time value of money and that concept, right? So if you are trying to evaluate the value of something in the future, you have to discount that value for the fact that, you know, you may not get paid that, or you have to earn, either there's risk involved, or you may have to earn, you know, you could earn, put your dollars and invest them in a risk-free asset, for instance, that earns a return.
Yes.
You could put it in a bank, even though the return is very small. You can buy a treasury. You could put it in the stock market. So there's an opportunity cost that has to be reflected to getting paid in the future. So simply, let's say that I'd agree to pay you in 10 years, John, $100. That wouldn't be worth $100 to you.
No.
Today. That would be worth a lot less.
It wouldn't be, I gave you $100 and you promise in 10 years to give me my $100 back.
Correct.
Saying.
I'd either have to give you an interest, pay you interest on that, uh-huh, to reward you for that opportunity cost of giving up your money.
Right.
So obviously there's a couple things. One, the farther out in the future that money is, right, that those cash flows and those payments are, the less it's worth today, right? That makes sense, right?
Sure, of course.
And if it was in 3 years, that's worth more than if it's in 20 years, right? That's
of course,
pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Right.
The other aspect is the higher the discount rate, so the higher the that you have to be rewarded for, you know, opportunity cost, okay, the lower the value of that thing today.
Of course,
the higher
makes
the discount
sense.
Rate, right?
Sure, of course.
So in a rising rate environment, which, you know, maybe we finally find ourselves in the United States, a rising rate environment, the discount rate is going up, meaning that if you just bought a treasury, you're going to, over time, I think most people agree that maybe it's not going to 6, you know, and, you know, maybe in the near future, but it's going higher.
Mm-hmm.
So as the discount, the risk-free rate goes higher, then generally that means that the discount rate you have to use to discount those payments way in the future has to go higher too, right? And so therefore, if you have a situation where most of the value of a company lies in those cash flows way out in the future,
20 years from now,
right? Which means, and let me take one more leap real quickly here and say, generally, that means that company trades at a very high price-to-earnings ratio.
Of course.
Because there's not a lot of earnings today, because mm-hmm. they're discounting all that value in the future. Then generally, high PE stocks in a rising rate environment don't do very well on a relative basis.
For exactly the reason that you just said.
Okay? Because most of the reward is in the future.
Yes.
And that you have to be rewarded in terms of a discount rate at a much higher rate than you would otherwise be. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, because you're explaining it. I never would have thought that I would understand the technical aspect of it, but that's exactly how this works.
It's hard to do in a short period of time. I know I threw a lot at you.
No, that's all right. But these are the things that you've got to go through when you're evaluating a company. It's not just a matter of throwing a dart at it or looking at the star rating that we talked about last week, or even just digging into some of the stuff that anybody can find on Yahoo.
Sure.
I suppose it's part of it, but you really have to look beyond all that. You have to almost be like a surgeon. Instead of, you know, looking at the what's going on the outside, you got to know exactly what part of the body to look at, right?
Well, you have to do your research. You have to have an opinion. That opinion's got to be based on fact. A lot of things aren't based on fact anymore, but you know, we try to deal in facts when we manage portfolios. It's a good idea.
I think it's a very good idea
rather than, you know, sentiment or opinion. And so, you know, when we're valuation is a key part of it, because however we're looking at a company, whether we want to buy, you know, generally we want to find companies that can grow on their own regardless of what the economic environment is. We call that sort of secular, you know, secular growth, companies that can grow on their own, generating their own sort of self-fulfilling prophecy by what they're able to accomplish. And so if we're focused on those kind of companies, we still want to get the growth as cheaply as we can, meaning the valuation we pay for that growth, we want to be very cheap, right? So we don't want to buy a company at 100 times forward earnings, even if it's growing a lot, because we're heading to a rising rate environment, because the idea of the hope has to continue, right? This at the same rate, okay? And you have to be convinced that someone else hopes more than you do
over that long period of time,
right?
Sure, yeah.
And then there's execution risk. You actually have to deliver, and as someone like, for instance, Tesla is learning, right, as they build cars, as they start a new car company, which is a huge leap, right? They've done this. It's an amazing thing when you've got an industry so entrenched with such small number of competitors because of the cost of building these plants and things. But when they are able to do it, the execution, though, is sometimes challenging, as they find out from time to time. So those execution risks have to be reflected in the stock as well.
Man, it's just so much. How do you avoid? I mean, you've seen it. We saw in the 90s with the tech stocks, and you've seen others since then in different
exuberance.
Exactly. I mean, in some cases, maybe it was justified to go buy some of that, and most it's not. How do you separate that stuff?
Well,
I've only got a minute.
If
or
you
less.
Focus on the earnings, right, and if you can identify, it's not always perfect, but if you can identify companies that can have that secular growth, then you're relying on the earnings growth to drive the value of the company, and not sentiment, where if you like it better than I do, the stock price will go up. You hope you get that too, as people realize that there's something new they didn't understand before.
Yeah.
But if you let the earnings drive the stock price through in kind of a PE format, then we think you can get both.
It's interesting, as most people who do this stuff on their own just go on sentiment. Hey, I've heard of Tesla. They make some cool stuff. Look at them. Wow, look at what it's done over the last X number of years. Hey.
It certainly hasn't been a bad thing to do recently. But there are some pitfalls.
Of course. All right. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plung, Mark Scalzo, Chief Investment Officer at Lucia Capital Management, back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a Bucket Strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to LuciaCap.com, LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, back with Mark Scalzo here, Chief Investment Officer, Lucia Capital Management, in just a moment. But I want to remind everybody in Phoenix that you got the clock is ticking, Professor Plum. What, 3 days? A little less, actually, until you get started in Scottsdale/Phoenix at your one-on-ones. You will be in the Phoenix area along with the local advisor, Chris Lloyd. What a team that is. You got Plum, you got Lloyd, and then by extension, Mark Scalzo, if you happen to, you know, decide you want to do business with them. If you've got some money to invest and you are interested in meeting with an advisor behind closed doors, a one-on-one session, planning, this is an actual strategy session. You can go to wealthed.com, sign up. There is, I think, one left. I thought maybe it would be taken. I don't know. But go to the website, wealthed.com in Scottsdale. Click on the link there. Get your time reserved with Professor Rick Plum. There's a limited, obviously, number of spots. Phoenix/Scottsdale/Tempe/everything right there in the Phoenix area this Thursday. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it goes, you know, hour-long slots throughout the rest of the day. So you can join Professor Plum. Go to wealthed.com or give him a call here at the office, 800-644-1150. Also, after that, a week from Thursday, we'll be in you'll be in San Jose, California. That's on the 26th. Houston, Texas, November 2nd. After that, you'll be in Seattle, Washington. That's on the 9th. And then Las Vegas, which I believe is full, all full, at on the 16th. But call anyway. Check and see, because we still got some time there. Again, wealthed.com or 800-644-1150. All right, talking with Mark here. There's a lot of technical stuff, Mark, when you're trying to evaluate a stock. The point is not to have everybody understand exactly how, you know, P.E. ratios sure. affect and all this stuff. But what you are actually doing when you bottom line it is you are trying to determine from current data what's going to happen down the line in the future, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20 years from now. on a company. Do you really look that far, 20 years? Because it's really pretty hard to look that far.
20 years is a long time.
How far ahead?
It's hard even to see a few years ahead.
Exactly. So how far ahead do you have to look? Because especially in some sectors, you said, things change quickly.
I think if you can have a pretty good idea of latching on to a secular growth story over the next 3 to 5 years, that's probably the best you can hope for. So the idea of sort of buy and hold, you know, if you're time limited, if your time horizon is unlimited, like Warren Buffett seems to be, he'll probably be, you know, they'll probably put him in a jar somewhere and he'll be making decisions after the fact. But you know, if you've got unlimited time, then you can, you know, and really a runway because of, and frankly, his runway is because of his track record, right? So he's, you know, people are willing to be very patient with the investments that he makes because they have proved to do so well over time.
Oh, sure.
So his runway is related to his previous success. Okay, so not everybody has that.
Yeah, you don't.
That
yeah.
track record.
Yeah.
And you know, the rest of us mere mortals have to deal, you know, in the real world, and generally, it's, you know, success in portfolio terms, in terms of performance. You know, we like to measure that, you know, certainly we measure it quarterly and monthly and annually and all that stuff. But really, you know, you need, you know, three, five, 7 years for the full kind of thesis to play out usually.
Yeah, so if you're looking at something that looks really solid, you go on analyst reports, I know, sometimes. And
well, we try not to pay too much attention to what analysts say. we you know, not that we can't learn from someone else's analysis, but trying to make decisions based on someone else's judgment, where their judgment, you know, they can get caught up too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
There's certain companies out there that, you know, the analysts, you can listen to the calls, and I actually recommend people do. You know, you can get on an earnings call and listen to the way the analysts relate to the CEO and the CFO of a company.
And they're calling each other, hey, buddy, how you doing?
Let me tell you, when you have a company that's doing well, that's a darling of the market, and
yes.
I won't name any names, that's a much different call than, you know, a situation where a company's struggling or, you know, going through some kind of cyclical issue or some kind of transformation. So they can fall in love too, right? And they do. They fall in love with ideas, and they fall in love with momentum and sentiment.
So if it's not Morningstar ratings, if it's not star ratings, I mean, to a degree, if analysts can be swayed, which we know they can, we see it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You have to base your decisions. Maybe it's on a conglomeration of all this.
We look at multiple factors, right? One of them mentioned is valuation, usually in with respect to growth. We have to have a growth. What's our I said 3 to 5 years. What's our secular growth story for that company over the next 3 to 5 years? Hopefully we've teased that out, and hopefully it's not a story that the market recognizes. Otherwise, we'd have to pay a really, really high multiple for it.
Of course, because then everybody's after it.
Correct. We want to know that there's a balance sheet there that can support that growth. So we look at cash flows and the balance sheet and how secure that is. And also, what about, you know, you wanted something else to look at? What about, instead of listening to analysts, we look at what insiders at a company are doing with their own money? That would be kind of interesting, right?
So is the CEO.
What if I told you? Would you rather bet with an analyst who might, in order to do their job well, has to be chummy with the CEO of a company? Would you rather bet with that recommendation? That's a positive recommendation, or would you rather bet with the CEO that's just written a $20 million check to buy his or her own stock?
You can see this.
They're required to file with the SEC.
Whether they buy or sell or any time?
Yes, usually 48 hours after some kind of transaction. There's something called Form 4 filings. There's other kinds of filings.
Sure, yeah.
And you can get them and you can see them. It's hard to see them. You can see them on the EDGAR database online. It's hard to screen for them in an organized fashion.
Yeah, but you know how to do it.
Well, we usually have to use outside services to do that for us.
Okay,
right?
All right.
So they can gather the information in a way that we can then screen it. Right. Otherwise, it's very cumbersome to do.
So, what you're saying, one decent way can be a decent way to evaluate a company is see what the actual people who work and own the company are doing
as part of our process. Right. If that's a part of you, after you've identified these other things, if that's also a part of your process, then, you know, that should give you a lot of comfort, right? You've identified something you don't think the market understands, and here you have the CEO or the CFO or some knowledgeable investor, you know, voting alongside with you with their own money.
Well, in that case, you say that could be, in most cases, in many cases.
You never know for sure.
You don't know for sure. I don't want to say it is.
It doesn't mean they're right.
It doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean they're
right. But you got to follow something.
But if they're selling, it's usually they know what they're doing.
Well, people sell for a lot of reasons, but there's only one reason they buy. That's because they think the stock is going up.
We're out of time. The clock is going to the top. We're Mark Scalzo, Chief Investment Officer of Lucia Capital Management. I thank you. If you want to get in touch with Professor, who's also got access to Mark Scalzo, 800-644-1150, the off-air number. That's at Lucia Capital Group. For Mark Scalzo and Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.